Hello, I'm Michael.
Don't believe him. And I'm David.
And we are the Sticky Bun Boys.
It's the start of a new series. I actually really like all the bakes at the start. It's like your dating life, Michael. First date, everything is good, but not so keen by week 4.
True. There are quite a few of these guys, though, I think I'll love by week 10, which is more than can be said for most of my dates.
Also, you don't wait till week 3 to get bread, do you?
Well, otherwise, it could be weeks before they squirt cream into my shoe buns. David, I hate it when you write these scripts.
Just as long as they're not piping jam. They might need some help with that.
They do often need some help piping the cream.
Okay, this has descended. Welcome to the Great British Bake Off podcast.
That is not the official title, just for legal reasons.
We can say it.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Very dramatic opening sequence. I don't mean like the bit we just did, but like the actual opening sequence.
Yeah.
It was full of the drums that go like, brum! You know those ones?
Do you know what? I actually, by accident, there was an episode of this for a masterclass.
Oh, yes.
Where they used to do these masterclasses. So I started watching that. I was thinking, this is weird. I don't remember this series. And then, yeah, I started watching the proper one and it was a dramatic start.
Like properly, I feel like this is the first season when they start leaning into like the drama.
But this was it. So the last season, season 5, is when they were surprised with a really big peak in audience numbers. So then going into this one, it was a bigger production, I think.
But not only was it very dramatic, it was also quite a steamy tent.
What do you mean steamy?
I mean, those windows would be fogging up.
What do you mean, Michael?
I mean, Tamal.
Ooh, Tamal.
Stew.
Dishy.
Matt.
Oh.
Mary.
Do you mean Mary or Marie? Because neither of them.
I'll take both. It's a very hot tent.
It is a hot tent.
Like,
I had such a crush on Tamal.
You still had? Past tense, you go pink whenever you talk about him. You get like a giggly, blushing schoolgirl.
Oh, Tamal.
We met him at like an event and you were like all giddy.
I met him for a walk at the park, just the two of us once.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did he know?
I was just walking behind him. No, Tamal used to live near me. And so after Bake Off, I managed to go
meet
up with
him. And when did he move? Was it after the walk?
And yeah, because then after the walk, he then moved up to where you live.
Yeah.
Which is miles away from me.
Yeah.
Why did that happen?
Well, you know. Us brown boys got to stick together.
Jinx.
No take backsies.
I had an observation this early part of the episode. Was they're Kenwood this year?
I wrote down Kenwood mixers.
We are such good
observations. No KitchenAids. They must have got a sponsor deal.
Do you think this was the only year that wasn't KitchenAid then?
I'd be fuming.
If you were KitchenAid?
No, if I wasn't.
If you weren't KitchenAid?
Yeah, do you know how negatives work?
But why would you be fuming if you weren't KitchenAid?
Because I'd want the KitchenAid.
But Kenwood's just as good.
Yeah, but it's not Bake Off, is it?
No, it's not. I always thought it was a bit of a strange thing because Kenwood's British and KitchenAid's American and this is the Great British Bake Off. You'd thought they would lean into like British things.
But they were KitchenAids last year, weren't they?
Yeah, I think this is the only year that was Kenwood. We'll have to see what happens next time.
But what did Kenwood do to lose the contract? They got it for a year and then Bake Off was like, nah.
Yeah, considering they are British, so you'd think they would keep
it. Maybe they're noisier. The reason the KitchenAids is because they're a bit quieter.
Are they?
A bit than Kenwood's.
My Kenwood's not that bad, but then it did that little thing where it walked off the counter and fell on the floor.
And now it's quite bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the signature this week was a Madeira cake in 2 hours.
Snooze.
Oh, Madeira.
Well, if you were there, I'd have enjoyed it a bit more.
Jokes, 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 jokes. Boring.
Boring.
Boring. just boring.
Because it's not just boring, but the fact is then Mary, in the little speechy bit, said, if they're not doing a traditional one, then I'm not going to be happy. So she didn't even want them to do anything different than just a Madeira cake. Yeah,
you know I love a crack, and there were 12 of them here, but it was still shit.
Some of the cracks weren't very big, though.
No, we'll talk about the cracks in a second. We'll do a crack evaluation. But first off...
Ooh, what would you do?
Do you know what? It's so annoying that Nadia did it before me. Just a few years, because I love a cardamom cake. And I love a cardamom cake when it's a close textured cake. My friend does it. So I think I would have done a cardamom Madeira.
I knew I liked Nadia. And I didn't realize that she did my two favorite, because orange and cardamom is like my signature flavor profile. Yeah. So yeah, 10 out of 10. We'll just jump straight into her judging bit. When they got to the end, they were like, oh, it's a lovely color. And there was a massive dent in the side of it that just didn't mention.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they're flying through in this episode because they're trying to get through backstory and there's 12 bakers and they're all also all doing bakes. There's a lot to kind of fit in. But...
And the judging is longer, so they could have mentioned it but not have it in. But like you say, if we can see it on camera, then we're going to wonder why they didn't mention it.
Back to the sting.
Ooh, what would you do?
I think I would do a grapefruit drizzle.
Ooh, you've got to really zing up. So maybe grapefruit and lime. But
well, I've done like a really good grapefruit drizzle before where I put like fuck tons of grapefruit into there.
Did you put grapefruit zest in the cake as well or
yeah,
not?
Yeah, in the cake.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so the grapefruit cake with then like, with a grapefruit icing and it was like proper zingy and lovely.
That'd be good.
It was like a fancy bougie lemon drizzle. Who else stood out for you in this?
Flora.
And her blood orange.
Yeah, so Flora's 19 years old. Do you know, I only just realised this year that blood oranges are oranges that just at the end of the season go red.
Ah, because they're tired.
Do you know who told me that? No, he didn't tell me. Kevin. Kevin.
Who Kevin? Oh, Kevin from Scotland.
Don't
Kevin.
Say who's Kevin. He was only on a couple Kevin. Of seasons ago. Kevin, who's in Scotland. Yeah, he did it on an Instagram story. He didn't tell me. He told
Kevin,
everyone.
Who art in Scotland. Hallowed be thy name.
We love Kevin still. Still.
I must also put a shout out in for Sandy, whose first words on this entire series were, my chunks are well dispersed.
I also loved her idea. She did apricot and an almond liquor, which I love amaretto.
You do love a liquor.
And I do love her. And the almond pieces were really like perfectly distributed, like you say, nice and small. So hers genuinely was a
and
good cake.
And it came out with three cracks and she just looked straight down the barrel of the camera and just went, famous in Leeds is a three crack Madeira. Three cracks, Madeira.
She could have a whole show to herself, Sandy.
Honestly, she is gold. Like, she'll have walked into that interview room and they'll have been like, yes,
yep.
You please, you. Who stood out for the wrong reasons?
Ooh, Stu, doing a lime and chocolate. So Madeira to me...
So you did a Marley Madeira.
What's a Marley?
Marley's Madeira? Lime and chocolate.
Oh, is that what that is?
Mm.
Oh, so yeah, I didn't like it because... chocolate. So Madeira cake is meant to taste buttery, and that's why. And then you have like citrus things to kind of balance away from that, but chocolate kind of leans into the butteriness too much. I didn't like it.
Yeah, I didn't like Alvin's orange, fig and vanilla Madeira with whole figs in them. And then when they cut into it, they'd all like it, they were like having a party at the bottom. Yeah. Weren't they?
Also, orange is a zesty citrus flavor. When you put it with vanilla, the vanilla kind of like counteracts
but
it.
Why figs?
Yeah, I didn't get
not
it.
Not good for
and
me.
Big chunky face.
And also, just I should note, they did direct dirty in her VT because they were making her ice like a cake, but the cake kind of was like basically a concave. And like they were making her like pretend to be having a nice time icing it. And I was like, this is not fair.
Also,
this isn't fair.
Direct from the first moment, it's just like she's grating a lemon, but she's zesting a lemon, but on the wrong part of the grater. And then not only is it showing her doing that, it's all just stuck into it. It was then showing her trying to get the zest out of the grater.
She was like, tapping it with a spoon. Yeah. I was about to say Maysan would be proud, but I don't think Maysan was born by the point of this. And also, we should mention Ugni, who was just leaning right into the innuendos. She couldn't stop talking about her crack. She was really hopeful that her crack might show. And then her crack was very small when it all came down to it. Once she revealed her crack, it was a bit disappointingly small.
I did like the way that when they did the candied peels and then Mary had like a candied test.
Did you
where
just
you...
fart? Oh.
Alex's laugh sounds
just
like a fart.
An expelling a bear from a different orifice.
Oh, don't say orifice.
You've got orifices. It's okay. Don't be ashamed of it.
Don't talk about my orifice.
You got all shy.
This podcast is all about orifices, Alex. Mary had a really good way of testing candied peel by dropping it to make a little tinkly sound.
Oh, the
sound.
Drop test.
It was quite... I don't like the ASMR of them crunching on things. It's awful. But the little tinkle... Clink. Yeah, I liked that.
You do like a little tinkle.
I do like a tinkle.
That is often said about you. So then the technical... Oh, we're silly now. The technical was a walnut cake in 1¾ hours. So basically, they've had two very, very short challenges because the producers realised there were too many of them.
Yes.
I don't know, like, it was fine. The perfect one looked really ugly.
Yeah, and just generally looked like an ugly cake. So a dry nut sponge, and then this weird, the icing, it was just like a meringue that hadn't been cooked or turned into a buttercream. It looked horrible.
It was meringue with water.
Yeah, exactly. Weird. And then they just had some candied walnuts on top. So if I'm going to go to the, what's the word?
Gym? Sauna?
No.
Mountain?
If I'm going to spend time candying walnuts, I want to have a few more than just like two. It was like a couple of them on top.
I think they were meant to be more than two. I think that was just poor execution.
Just stew.
I did enjoy in this challenge. I didn't really enjoy the challenge overall. It was a bit bitty for me. But I did enjoy how tall Matt is.
So they'll
just be filming somebody and then his head will just pop out from the side or he'll just like pop up from behind his bench. He can clearly see over Flora's shoulder when she's doing stuff. So he's just copying her behind her.
It looks really uncomfortable when he goes into the oven and things. It looks like it's not been... He's like in a child's kitchen.
I just love him. He's such a lovely man. Whenever I see him, I feel like happy.
He was talking about the perfect nut size. Do you think he has the perfect nut size?
No, he's quite tall. What is the perfect nut size? I'm not that fussed by nuts.
No, me neither.
No.
It depends. I do like pistachios.
The guilt in your eyes when you said that. I like pistachios. I like salted pistachios.
Oh yeah.
But I can't be arsed with the fiddling with them. I want them shelled, please.
Yeah. Oh, where can you buy shelled ones that are salted?
Yeah.
I've never bought them. I bet they're really expensive.
Yeah.
Anyway, who did well in it?
Not Stu, because he said, doesn't look like it's going to stay up for me about halfway through. Oh. That happened to you before.
It's because you weren't in the tent.
That's, do you know what? That's true. I'd have helped. I'd have given it a good beating to make sure. Sorry. No,
yeah, because it was a bit... No. His was a bit wet. It was falling down the edge.
It was sloughing, wasn't it? Although he wasn't last because last place was Nadia.
Yes.
And she should be ashamed of herself.
Yeah, because Stu burnt his caramel and he still beat her.
Right. Stu came 11th. Then there was... 10 was Paul. Not that one. Then third was Marie. Sorry. I was told some information about Marie just before we started doing this podcast by David. Go to our OnlyFans if you'd like to hear more, because I genuinely had no idea and David ruined it for me. Second came Alvin, despite the fact that he had made four different caramels and his cakes were all sloping all over the place. And then first was Agni of The Small Crack.
Oh, yes.
So that's lovely. And the showstopper was a BFG in 3.5 hours.
So I did like this just because I love a Black Forest Gatto.
I didn't like this because they were all doing the same cake.
Oh no, I just meant I like Black Forest Gatto though.
Oh, right.
I didn't really watch a lot of this. I kind of skipped through. I haven't really written that much down.
It was just like, it was a short challenge again, 3.5 hours. But if they're all making a Black Forest Gatto, they're all making a Black Forest Gatto. Like, there's only so many ways you can change chocolate, cherry and kirsch.
Yeah, and then the people that did try and change things, they were usually the ones that did badly.
Yeah, so who did you like?
I did like Nadia's, just because... Nadia, why are you so good? Because she did one of the water chocolate cake sponges, which I do, and it's a really soft, moist chocolate cake, but still holds up well, and that is perfect for a Black Forest Gatto, so I did like that.
Mm. I liked Flora's. I thought Flora's was one of the few people who made it look... I like the flavours of Black Forest, but when I eat it, it's normally too... It's too desserty for me. It's too all similar texture-y.
Ah.
And so she had made like, it was naked sides and it was alternating chocolate cherry sponges with whipped cream in the middle and cherries in between the layers. And that was basically it. So for me, the idea of that tastes a bit lighter.
See, I had the opposite for you then, because I looked at that and thought, hers looks stunning, but it's not going to be desserty enough for me.
Desserty. desserty. She was sandwiching with Fred. There was so much fresh cream in this challenge and there was so much over-whipped fresh cream. Could you see it?
Yeah.
Like, it's when it's going grainy, you think, oh, I don't want to put that in my mouth.
No, definitely
not. Once it's gone grainy, no, not a chance in hell.
No. Nope.
And also, using fresh cream to construct is dangerous in the tent.
It moves around. Maybe that's... But if they over-whip it, it's going to be more structural.
That's true. It's also going to be like fucking butter.
So, Durrett... Dorette said she was making an I wasn't really watching this fully because I was at work. And she said to me about making an Alhambra sponge, which I didn't really get because she kind of tried to explain it.
Well, if you look at later, what it is it's like a thick sheet of rubber yes. that you could slap someone with and it would leave an imprint.
Yeah.
That's what an Alhambra cake is. Didn't you know?
No, is it really?
I don't know either, but that's the only one I've ever seen.
Yeah, because it really was just rubber. It was horrible.
Bless her heart. And then also the mousse hadn't set either. So when she unmolded it, the mousse went everywhere. And there was a moment when Sue walked behind her and she was like, what are you going to do? And Dorette kind of moved slightly and you could see Sue being like, not the bin again, please, not the bin. please, God, please. Did you see it?
Yes.
The bin gate flashed through her head and she was like, no.
She was asking her to be able to say like, no, you're not going to do that. But this was one of those things because it was awful. Dorette unmolded it. It literally was going out of where you all knew it was going to happen because you knew it wasn't going to be set. And it was one of those things, you know, when someone falls over and you don't want to laugh, but you laugh. Were you laughing? Yes, I found it really funny. Even though she cried more, I was like laughing
You need to get this looked at. People die and David laughs.
No, not when they die, just when they injure themselves severely.
Okay, I was going to say somebody's name, which we're going to bleep. That one, your man from the first season.
Well, you and Alex laughed at that as well, so.
I famously didn't laugh at all. Not once. Are you thinking about him being dead now? Is that what's happening?
No.
What do you think about, bleep this one, being dead? Is it funny, dead?
No. That's Alex laughing. That's not me.
Oh, you know what? You did very well there, actually. What about bleep this one?
That doesn't count.
Is that one funny? Is that funny?
That person did die, but that doesn't count. I wasn't allowed to laugh at that.
Where were we? Oh, Marie. We should talk a bit about Marie in this challenge. They arrived during the royal tour and she was like, oh, I was just about to get my cakes out. It's like, oh, lucky them. But she was doing tempered chocolate trees on top. It was quite simple, but it looked really good, I think, overall. Light sponge, great flavours. I just find her response, like her face, when they're trying to like, when they're eating or chewing, like her face goes through the 12 stages of grief. Doesn't it?
Yeah, she's got very, very starry eyes when she wants
to. Yeah, they do pop out a bit.
One of my favourites of this episode was Paul, who's a prison officer that looks a bit like Paul Hollywood. Sue came over to chat to him and she was just trying to make some jokes about prison security. And he's a prison officer. He literally just locked down. Like, no jokes at all. You can't talk about that. Poor Sue.
Stu tried to make a beetroot cake for some unknown reason, with a mascarpone cream, and he covered it in Italian meringue. It was quite messy, and there wasn't much chocolate really going on for what's meant to be quite a chocolatey cake.
Yeah, my issue was, which is kind of what Paul said as well, like a beetroot cake, a beetroot cake brings moisture to a cake when there's not a lot of moisture. A Black Forest gâteau is already wet and desserty. And then also, why on earth would you put a meringue, an Italian meringue, round?
A meringue, yes.
Yeah.
You are rang. Good little joke there, a little bit of comedy. I also wanted to mention Ian. Ian was bizarrely putting a massive chocolate macaron, which he called a macaroon, on the bottom. But then his cake was also made from Play the Klaxon.
Genoese!
Smashed it.
It was.
He smashed it.
Can I just mention Tamal? Done.
Just mention him. Lovely.
Just so we can all picture him again.
Just to take a second.
He doesn't sweat and get hot and flustered. He's so gentle and quiet.
I think I'd like to see him in both
naked
situations.
Oh, both situations.
Right. The star baker was Marie and leaving was hot stew.
Hot stew. Hot stew.
Like a beef stew. Like a bourguignon. I'd just like everyone to know that I didn't write this script and that David did this. That's the first episode of Series 6 done, and we continue the edging of all of our listeners who obviously just want us to get to our season.
Michael, I spent a long time crafting these scripts. This one took me hours. Anyway, my line, we'll need to edge them a little longer, but in the meantime, I'm sure Tamal will give everyone pleasure.
Talking of pleasure, this week's taste test comes from Mitchell, and they say that you haven't lived until you've had a quesadilla with a banana.
I mean, it depends how you have a quesadilla with a banana. Bananas can be very pleasurable.
Okay, let's presume he meant eating, but is he correct?
I just looked at Alex very intensely while saying that.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Are your buns drying out?
I beg your pardon?
I mean, could your buns be kept stickier?
The eternal question. I suppose the answer is yes.
Well, I'm here to help.
I thought you were married.
Behave. If you'd like extra helpings of Sticky Bun Boys each and every week, all you have to do is join our OnlyFans.
Each week, you get an ad-free version of our podcast, as well as bonus bits, including recipes and access to our own little community of soggy bottoms.
And all it costs is the price of a coffee each month. Check us out at patreon.com/StickyBunBoys!
Christ alive, David. Were you like sexually frustrated when you wrote this script?
No, I just had no idea what to write.
And also, what's a quesadilla?
A quesadilla? Even Alex knows what a quesadilla is. So you put a tortilla in a dry pan, you put the cheese and fold the tortilla over. So it's like a crispy tortilla with just cheese in the middle.
No.
That is a quesadilla.
You can have loads of types of quesadilla.
Well, yeah, but that is a quesadilla.
This is like when Prue judged Mexican Week.
Yes.
It's just two white persons and the wrong kind of brown person in a room trying to work out what a Mexican dish is. This is awful. I mean, we're going to have to keep this into the podcast, but I would just like to apologise to any Latinx people across the world.
And especially Mexican.
And please do send in what a quesadilla actually is. I'm going to say, sure, have it with a banana if you like.
I would say cheese and banana doesn't necessarily go well, but I could eat it.
I can't picture it, so I'm going to say sure. Is it like a catty roll? Is it like a catty roll? But not with egg and cheese instead?
Well, no, but just it's very thin, so it's just a tortilla with cheese, basically.
But then Alex said you could put things in it.
Yeah, you can, but that's extras.
But Alex has been texting for the past half hour, so...
Say, like, oh, I'll get a chicken quesadilla. Like,
well, then that's a chicken quesadilla. What? You've got to have the tortilla.
Don't do a cheese one.
I don't think cheese. That Jill but from last still... week's going to be enjoying this conversation, so we're going to carry on now. Sorry, Jill, and everyone else.
Alex, you're not allowed to interrupt from now on. Right, disaster of the week. Alex has won. Michael and I have had lovely weeks. So what's happened, Alex?
Play the sting.
Disaster of the week.
So I quite like going to cinemas. I quite like trying independent cinemas because I'm a ponce.
When you say trying them, it's like the cinema, it's the films you go to see. You like to try the different cinemas, see the popcorn.
I think it's an experience. I like, once you're in the place, it's the environment. There's different seats. There's different... It's a whole ambiance. Like, yeah. My local is filled with old people. They're quiet. They're respectful. It's got... Michael, do you mind?
You're fucking going on.
So you're at the cinema.
Anyway, I'm at the cinema and I get in and I'm like, I want to try this new one. And it's one near to me. And I was like, oh, I haven't been here before. Sounds cool. Go there. Immediately, I've made a mistake.
Has it not got popcorn?
It's got popcorn, all that. It's quite expensive. I don't really buy popcorn because I don't like the noise in the cinema. I sneak stuff in because I'm not, rich. But immediately as I get in, just before the lights go down, I see there's like stainage on the seats. It's fucked. Sit in it.
Does it look
great.
Like fresh?
No, but just it's a bad sign.
Some stains are hard to get out.
Also, in a cinema, there's not always extra seats you can just shuffle across one. If it's a busy one, you're stuck with that seat.
Yeah.
and stuck to that seat if you're not careful.
So what did you do, Alex?
I stayed there and I had 2 hours of just the worst cinema experience of my life.
Did it smell?
It smelled a little bit. I had a child behind me that talked the entire time.
What
the
film are you watching?
It was Ghostbusters in the middle of the afternoon. I mean, it was...
Oh, you have poor film taste.
It was bad. This was not my choice.
Actually, do you know what? I just remembered a cinema disaster I had when I was younger, where I went to the cinema and I came in late. And you know when those people bring you in with a torch? Because it was still just the adverts. The film hadn't quite started. And they brought me in with a torch to find my seat. Told me where my seat was, sat down on top of someone. It wasn't even my seat. So then I had to, like, because she'd already walked off, I had to crawl back and I just sat in the corridor, in the like the little alleyway in the cinema.
Well, here's one from a cinema disaster for me when I was younger. When I was younger, I wanted to go, I was desperate to go and see Monster in Law, which was Jennifer Lopez and Jane Fonda in a, like an arguing like chick flick. But I didn't feel like I could tell anyone I wanted to see Monster in Law. So I told my parents that I was going to go and see Million Dollar Baby, which was on at the same time. And then I remember going home and my mum kept asking me questions about what Million Dollar Baby was about. And I had literally no idea because I'd spent the whole afternoon laughing at Jennifer Lopez having an allergic reaction because of Jane Fonda put it like rubbing peanuts on her lips. So it was awful. It was really stressful.
But why didn't you want to tell your mum that you were watching that one?
Because gay.
Gay.
Because like no 12-year-old no 12-year-old heterosexual wants to go and see Monster in Law.
I'm going to see Star Wars.
Which I will tell you now, Monster in Law, excellent, excellent film.
Right, so this first question comes from Peter and it says, what is one thing that us, the listeners, do not know about you?
I've got 7 toes on my left foot.
Do you actually?
No, I don't know.
That's also more than one extra.
They're quite big toes, though. That's quite a hard question. Do you want to go first?
I like talking about poo quite a lot.
The problem is with this podcast, we say too much.
I know. I was an overthinker. And also, I actually sent you this question earlier today saying, Michael, just to warn you, there's this question. You've got to have thought of something.
I
literally have not thought of anything myself.
Do people know that I'm like a bit of a drum and bass girly?
You've said it once or twice.
Like, I'm a bit of a rave girly. Like, I love, like, house and drum and bass and all that kind of stuff. Like, I love a bit of a donk.
We should be thinking of things that we should be thinking of things of each other. Because I come into your flat quite a lot. What's in here?
What's interesting about you?
It doesn't have to be interesting.
Well, yeah, that's going to be a short list.
What are you scared of?
What am I scared of? Heights.
Are you?
Really scared of heights.
That's, I didn't know that.
And snakes, actually. Really scared of snakes.
I love snakes. I had a snake. That's why I did my cake in
like, genuinely, my hands have gone sweaty thinking about it. We went to Morocco, me and my family once, and like they do this thing where they put snakes around your neck and take a picture of you, then charge you for the photo, even though you didn't ask for it.
Yeah.
But the joke was on them because they put it on my neck and I just hit the floor like a sack of shit. Like I was down and out. I was gone. I can't do it. Like they just... Like I remember having to like... I had like he's not my nephew, but like he's like my best friend's child. And we were going around this butterfly world. And then to get out, you have to go through the reptiles section. And he's like desperately trying to see them. And I was like carrying him and running with my eyes closed, trying to get out.
Actually, I don't have a fear of them, but I don't like butterflies in those butterfly places. Really? Because there's so many of them flying around your head and things.
They feel quite nosy, don't they? Yeah. It's like, get out of my business.
And sometimes they're on your back and you don't realize.
Yeah, I don't like it when insects touch me.
Nope.
Or humans, really. What are you scared of?
Scared? I've not got that many fears, really. I don't like spiders. Losing you. Yes. I don't like spiders, but I don't have many things I'm scared of, I don't think. I don't love heights, but I'm not scared of them.
Like my heart pounds when I get up high.
Roller coasters. I am genuinely scared of roller coasters.
Really?
And the only one I've ever been on was the big one in Blackpool, which is a stupid one to go on if you're scared of them.
Yeah.
I am genuinely terrified of roller coasters.
I get very scared, but I really like them. I like it. I enjoy the scare.
Oh, I hate it.
I like being spooked. Oh, I went to an escape room yesterday.
Oh, did you?
We didn't escape.
How far did you get?
We went to 3 rooms of it and we had a lovely time.
How many rooms were there?
We didn't realize how many more there were.
You've watched The Traitors and you know all of the secrets.
Well, I was good. I wasn't bad. I was brilliant. I was the MVP. I was with some fucking idiots.
Was this a work one with colleagues?
No, I just went out with some pals. It was really good fun, actually. But then the person popped her head in and was like, hello, you need to leave. And she spoke like that. And we were like, oh, how much was there? And she was like, well, there are 4 more rooms that you haven't yet seen. And we were like, oh, but there were small rooms, right? And she was like, Well, you also would have gone back into these rooms and there'd be more to do in these rooms.
So did you do about 10% of it?
I don't know. We spent an hour in there.
Did you? I would have asked if I could go and look at the other rooms. Well, just so I could see
them. We were being hurried out by that point. Aww. I think she was tired of us asking questions. It was bloody Sam's fault for flirting with her when she was spinning the padlocks. Anyway, sorry. Right, we're back to the podcast. We've digressed a bit today.
We've got another message from Aisha. So, you know the petard thing?
The firework thing. Hoist the firework petard.
Yeah, I'd already forgotten again what it was. So someone has added something else. I mean, they start off by saying, adding to someone else's explanation of petard, they were right, but they left out an important detail. Ooh. The word is derived from the Latin for farts.
Farts.
A petard comes from the Middle French petter to fart, from the root pet, expulsion of intestinal gas.
Pause. So the word Peter is the French word, the middle French word for fart.
Yeah.
So my brother's name is Daniel Fart Chakraverty.
It is.
Oh, what a day.
Yeah.
Didn't, so Fart Sawkins won Bake Off 2 years ago.
Fart Sawkins.
I'm going to text him straight away.
So yeah, so it's basically to break wind, and then in modern French, it became a firecracker. Right, thanks, Aisha.
She's actually said, I thought you both deserved to know, and you're right, we did deserve to know that. Made my day.
Peter deserves to know.
Fart Sawkins.
Oh. Right, the next one is from Brian. What would you say is an important skill for the tent?
Baking.
Bar the obvious. Oh.
Does it mean like technical skill?
I don't know, yeah.
Deep fat fryers.
Yeah.
Comes up every year.
Yeah, definitely practice deep fat fryers. Also, I mean, trying to stay chill is probably quite a good thing.
I'm going to be quite trite, but I would say humour.
Yeah.
Like, I think all the times when we've got stressed, we're forgetting the humour of the situation. Like, even, like, in this week's episode when Dorette's cake's falling apart and Sue was like, it's just a cake. And she's like, it's not just a cake. And you're like, but it is just a cake. Like, yeah. It is just a cake. It doesn't matter. It's fine.
I do think as well, multitasking, because you are doing... I don't think people realise how many people are there constantly asking you questions. Like, when you're talking, it's because someone's talking to you the whole time and passing you things in. So multitasking would work. But basically baking. Talking about moving with Michael, we did the other week.
Oh, yes.
I was thinking one thing for you would also be people have to like your cat.
Oh, yes. My pussy is very important.
Your pussy is important.
My pussy is of like the highest prominence in my life.
But if anyone's going to apply to live here, are there any more things you need to tell them about wanting to move in?
Let's play this thing.
Moving in with Michael.
So it's actually more something that Hazel needs to do, but she needs to show me that she prefers me in little but significant ways. A thing that cats do is they guard you, right?
Yeah.
So if you're sat having a poo, like the cat will sit with its back to you because it's guarding, because you're in a moment of vulnerability.
Yeah.
And so if I'm in a room with the other person, the housemate or future lover, I want her to be back to me facing them, like ready to attack.
Ooh, that's good actually. But if they were living for longer and longer, do you want that to be a constant?
Yes, at all times.
Oh, wow.
Because if they ever leave me, for whatever reason, she's mine.
Yeah, she's not. They're not taking the car.
Exactly that. Secondly, washing up needs to be complete before you've sat down to start to eat your meal.
What?
That's how I wash up.
So basically, are you just making it so that no one could ever live? No one. You do not do
I
that.
I do. So I'll cook.
But your food will go cold.
I'm not shitting at the same time. I'm cooking.
But your food will go cold if you do that.
Not that. Not if you're quick and tidy and you do it all the way through your cooking process.
I do try to do that. We definitely...
Unless you're doing at big soak, capital letters, then you can fill it with water and put it in the sink.
Yeah. We definitely always do our washing up after dinner. Like, I don't understand people that leave it overnight and then try and do it in the morning. It's crusty.
Once I finish my dinner, I do not wish to wash up. So the washing up needs to be complete before.
Oh, see, I don't mind doing it after, but definitely not leave
after. I used
to
be such a passack pat back at uni, though. Like, people would just leave all their shit on the sides and I would, like... write post-it notes of like, if you, in case you've forgotten, here's how to wash up. Step one, turn tap on. Step two. Like, wow. I was such a dickhead. And also, a third thing, you need to have an egg cup.
An egg cup? Like for a boiled egg?
Yeah, we're grown-ups. I am not eating a boiled egg out of a shot glass. I'm 30 years old.
But most people don't eat boiled eggs, Michael.
What? That's not my problem. If you're coming into my house, you will bring a boiled egg cup.
I'm not sure anyone's going to want to
move
in with Michael.
I've got two Cruze egg cups. They're lovely.
So they don't need one because you've got two. Oh, do you have
one
two eggs?
One for me and one Basil. I do have two eggs. But I will happily share one egg cup with somebody else. If they're special.
Generous. I hope we've given you everything you hoped and dreamed for this week.
If not, why not write in and tell us?
But not abuse. Just tell us what you want from us.
You can also share stories, ask questions, shower me with praise, send me gifts.
Email us at stickybumboys@gmail.com or holler on socials at stickybumboys.
And just to emphasise, we do read all your messages. Sorry, we don't have time to reply to all of them and we can't include them all, but we love hearing from you. We really do.
Do you know what? We're going to leave it there. Finish on a positive.
Oh, see, you can be nice sometimes.
Keep on sticky, sticky, sticky. Ready for the boring bit? Let's go.
The Sticky Bun Boys are not endorsed by or affiliated with Love Productions, The Great British Bake Off, or any of its subsidiaries. All views and opinions are our own.
The Great British Bake Off and all related content are registered trademarks and copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Very professional, David.
In one breath.
We're all just having a bit of fun, aren't we?
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.